old pattern of war is that combatants fought combatants and the civilians were basically sort of minor damage. But increasingly we're finding that civilians are targeted. And women are also being targeted to become a sex slave. They're targeted if they do not live according to certain rules and regulations that a community wants. So there's now a specific targeting of women, where in the old rules of war, they were people to be exempt from any kind of targeting. So this is a new kind of situation for war.
And is this something you're tying into the rise of extremists?
All extremists from all religions tend to be very restrictive about women's rights. There is a link between extremism and strictures on women. But the problem is, of course, made worse when things become violent.
Where are the trouble spots at the moment?
We have two kinds of trouble spots. The traditional wars of Africa, where you have sort of armed warlords and people around gathered around. And then you have these more religious ideological wars, which are in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, those three.
It sounds as though the world is becoming a more dangerous place for women.
These things are hard to say because what happens is that because media is present everywhere, everything looks much more dangerous, everything looks much more fearful. A lot of these things were taking place, but nobody knew about it, so we lived in a sort of complacency. So we don't know how much of that is this media hype and how much of it is reality. I think the world is a more dangerous place in certain places. But I also think, I think one has to understand in many of these areas, to see women as always victims is also not true, because what has happened also is you have more than ever in these same areas, women going to university, women taking jobs, you have women who want their children, daughters to grow up and earn. And then there's the backlash of the very conservative. So there's this tension between the women that are moving forward, entering globalization, and women and the backlash of those who are resistant to that.
15 years on from the adoption of Resolution 1325, it sounds as though not a huge amount of progress has been made.
The Western countries see 1325 primarily in terms of participation. How many women do you have in the military? How many women are in parliament? How many women are in peace processes? That to them is 1325. You go to Nepal, that is not 1325. That to them is, what are the livelihood programs you have for me? How do you get me out of the survival mode? What have you got that I can, So it's also what you look at. Now, for the latter, it's been pretty much of a disaster for the Nepalese view of, say, 1325. But for the former, we are slowly increasing the numbers of people in peacekeeping. Slowly, steadily, it's increasing. So it depends what you look at.